Nicki Minaj is officially a mom, BTS gets physical on Fallon, and in a new video, Cardi B's daughter proves she's a true Rihanna fan. This is Billboard News Now for Thursday, October 1st. My name is Betty Betty. I keep it tight for Zeddy. He keep it coming, coming. He ain't even dropped the Eddie. First up, big congrats to Nicki Minaj, who is officially a mom. She gave birth on Wednesday with her husband, Kenneth Petty, by her side. Now, as of now, we have no information on the baby's name or if it's a boy or girl. As you know, Nicki announced her pregnancy back in July, posting a series of photos showing her looking at least 6 months along and captioning one post, Preggers. Next up, night three of BTS's Tonight Show Takeover was jam-packed. We got a spirited performance of Black Swan, a very silly pantomime game, as well as an interview about their upcoming album, and they also touched on their Grammy dreams.
Grammys is definitely the most honorable music award, you know, that evaluates the prominence and musicality of an artist.
Their Black Swan performance was as elaborate as ever and found the group's members dressed in all black, dancing and singing inside a tropical setting, surrounded by lush plants inside a stone cathedral. And Jungkook's man bun and see-through shirt were definitely all anyone could talk about on social media.
Time people was making rumors like, oh, she's having a problem with her label. And it's like, no, they never tired of me, okay? That's one thing. And labels, they don't go, they want you to put music out. Right?
And finally, here's your Cardi B update for the week. Jordan Rowling has the story.
Cardi B waited almost a year after her 2019 hit Press before dropping WAP with Megan Thee Stallion. Bring a bucket and a mop. And instead, the mom gave us Instagram gems of her daughter Culture singing, which, by the way, have you seen her most recent work? Well, in a new interview with SiriusXM, Cardi admits at one point she felt like she was putting out too much music, so she took a little break because of the pressure.
If you don't have like a super crazy smash, it's like, oh, you flop, flop, flop.
Which the Bronx native explained is unfair and all because she's a female rapper.
There's male artists that they will go 2 years without putting a song out. And they don't be like, oh, you're irrelevant, it's over for you.
For more on all these stories, you can head on over to billboard.com. And don't forget to review and subscribe to our podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Chelsea Briggs.